Yeah. grace. Avaya chalana bhakta vidana gosami. Mara Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Goti Vaishnava Vrindavan ki jai. Namacharya Srila Huridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrindavan ki jai. Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopina Sai Mukunda. Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam ki jai. Charanam ki jai. Jagannatha Swami ki jai. Vanumai ki jai. Srimati Lasi Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the Shri Guru and Gauranga Shri Bhopad ki jai. Alright, so we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam. As I said, the topics of from the Srimad Bhagavatam are going to be very much in line with empathic communication. So, this is the general topic for our retreat, get together, whatever you call it. Vacation. Vacation. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 21st chapter, text 3-5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so I guess I'll just read the Sanskrit since we don't have it. So this is reverses actually. Vidyadvitashyada dato labdav labdam bubukshataha iskinjananashyadirasya asakuntumbasya sirataha yatiyurasya chatvarinshad ahanyapi vata kila grityapayasya sangyavam toyam pratyarupastitam kritcha prapta kutumbasya shutribhyam jatave pataho Atitiramana kale boktu kamasya jagamat. We can do the word by word sentence. Vyat Vitasha. Avranti Dev. Who received things sent by providence. Just as the Chataka bird, receives water from the sky. The Dattaha, who distributed to others. Labdam, whatever he got. Labdam, such gains. Bhuvukshitaha, he enjoyed. Niskinchanasya, always penniless. Dirasya, yet very sober. Sakutambasya, even with his family members. Siddhataka, suffering very much. Yathi yuhu, passed by. Asta chatvarim shat. 48.
Ahani.
Days. Apivataha. Without even drinking water. Kila.
Indeed.
Grita.
Payasa.
Food prepared with ghee and milk.
Sangyavam,
a varieties of food grains.
Toyam,
water. Prataha, in the morning. Upastitam, arrived by chance.
Prapta, undergoing suffering.
Kutumbasya.
Whose family members? Shoot. Travyang. By thirst and hunger. Jata. Became. Vipataho. Trembling. Atitahi, yes. Brahmanaha, a Brahmana. Kale, just at that time. Moktu, Kamasya,
of Ranti Deva,
who desired to eat something.
Cha,
also. Agamat, arrived there. So, translation. Ranti Deva never endeavored to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by the arrangement of providence. But when guests came, he would give them everything. Thus, he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered for want of food and water. Yet Ranti Deva always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days in the morning, Ranti Deva received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee. But when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmana guest arrived. And so, Prabhupada doesn't have a purport to this, but Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur does. Ranti Deva received his wealth from the sky without effort. This means he received whatever came by fate alone. Whatever came by that means he would give others in charity, even though he desired to eat. I'm just going to read the next text or two, just so you understand the whole story. Because Ranti Dev perceived the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere and in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmana guest ate his share and then went away. And thereafter, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Ranti Deva was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Ranti Deva gave him also a share of the food. The next verse. When the Shudra went away, another guest arrived surrounded by dogs and said, O King, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give me something to eat. With great respect, King Ranti Deva offered the balance of food to the dogs and the master of the dogs who had come as guests. The king offered them all respects and obeisances. And then, thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. And when the king was just about to drink it, a chandala appeared and said, O king, although I am low-born, kindly give me some drinking water. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor, fatigued Chandala, Maharaj Ranti Deva spoke the following nectarian words. And this is very important. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for the salvation from repeated birth and death. I only want to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf so that they may not be free. They may be freed from suffering. Heavy. So, speak about this. Om Ganat Randasha Gananjanas Makaya Jakshu Vidita Tasmai Shri Garve Namaha. So this is a very heavy statement. So this, if we artificially have this particular type of consciousness, it can lead us into self-abuse. So how do we balance this particular type of thing? Because, obviously each time someone asks us to do something and we do it and we neglect our own needs, we won't be able to continue serving Krishna very well. Actually, this is, one sense it's connected to something called codependence. Some of you may have heard of that term before. Codependence? Mm-hmm.
codependence means that someone just like sacrifices their own happiness thinking they're going to change someone when they can't actually change someone. The person remains the same rascal they always had. So that's, that's generally in a marriage situation, you have these codependent dynamics. In other words, the lady is thinking, I'm going to change this man by my love. And what happens is the guy remains the same creep he always was. And she...
Human butter.
And she just, like, gets exhausted, has a nervous breakdown, you know, eventually commits suicide, you know, because she can't figure a way out of it. And so, and also she's very dharmic, you know, just let me remain in the situation. Prabhupada said divorces are no good. So anyways, so you have it. You can have that particular type of situation when you take these statements here out of context. So let's examine Ranti Deva's situation. Ranti Deva is not an ordinary conditioned soul. First, we have to understand that. So, with an ordinary conditioned soul, there's so many needs that an ordinary conditioned soul has, and I'm talking about something different than so many desires. I mean, desires are there too. Let me distinguish desires from needs. A need is, of course, to have nutritious food. That's a need. Some sort of nutritious food. Now, we may desire pizza or something, or laddus or something like that. But that's desire. These are different strategies. Desires are different strategies that we may employ to fulfill needs. But desires and needs are not equal. Needs are like basic things. You know, you can be happy just eating some oatmeal. You don't need pizza. You don't need lasagna. Sorry about that. I'm probably offending half of the devotees here. And they won't come tomorrow morning. But you don't need those things. I mean, you could live very simply, but you do need air and food and light and all those other things like that. So, because we are within a physical body. And so many times we find devotees denying their basic needs. And when they deny their basic needs, certain things happen. First of all, they get sick. Their immune system gets depleted. They go crazy. I've seen that. You know, sometimes people eat so little that they lose their minds and go crazy. Or, let's say they have other needs, emotional needs. You know, people have emotional needs. Hard to say that as a sannyasi. Emotions are maya. Anyway, so, I got that out of the way. So, people have emotional needs, people have needs for autonomy, people have all these different needs that are basic, foundational, fundamental, in order to be stable and steady in anything we do, you know, Krishna consciousness or any material thing we do. So, when they're not fulfilled, certain things can happen. Like I said, people can go crazy, or if a need is denied, it can come out as an explosion later on. Like sometimes you'll see someone in the temple who's just like keeping down his desire to be married or something like that, and then finally he gets to be about 85 years old. And he runs after a young 75-year-old girl. it's life. You see it happen all the time. So one has to be honest with their own position. I mean, that's really important. Because there are different levels of advancement. I mean, the other day we were talking about Raghunath Das Goswami because it was the commemoration of the Panihati Festival. And everybody knows what Panihati festival is. It's a chip rice festival. So we're talking about Raghunath Das Goswami and how he really basically ate almost nothing. He would take a pat of butter every few days. And when he was living in Jagannath Puri, he would just eat the rejected rice that even the cows wouldn't touch. He would wash it with a little salt. Put a little salt and wash it with water and put a little salt on it. But he wouldn't eat anything else, more opulent, you know. And in Jagannath Puri, there's a lot of opulent prasadam. They have lardoos, they have... Anyone's been to Jagannath Puri? They have all sorts of opulent prasadam there. There's wonderful khichdi there. And we have that too. But he was just eating rejected rice. I mean, just such renunciation. So we hear about these things, and